Of course, we're following the advance of Hurricane Irma, but we want to spend a few minutes on the DACA program, the Trump administration's plan to rescind DACA, the Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals Program that deferred deportation for young people brought to the U.S. illegally by parents before 2007, has many of them now worried that they will lose their jobs, the ability to attend school, Social Security numbers, and if DACA ends, they could face deportation. One of those people is Evelyn Salgado, a teacher at Cane Ridge High School in Nashville. Many of her students are also recipients of DACA benefits. Julieta Martinelli of WPLN spoke with her.
Evelyn Salgado was able to apply for DACA her senior year of high school. And after graduating from college in Kentucky, the 23-year-old is now back in Nashville, working in the same school district where she grew up.
I'm able to understand the struggles of a lot of my students.
Salgado has spent 2 years teaching Spanish to native speakers like herself, but only in the last few weeks has she been public about her immigration status. She says the bond with her students has deepened. Some have approached her after class and told her they look up to her, saying that she gives them hope.
They need to see someone who is strong, and they need to see someone who is willing to fight for them when maybe they don't have the voice that I'm able to have.
She shares some of their emotions, but she also remembers a time without DACA, growing up in the shadows.
You don't know what it's like to live in fear of being deported and sent to a country where you don't know. I'm not afraid of fighting. I will keep fighting.
Salgado turns away and covers her face for a moment, apologizing.
I haven't really taken the time to cry.
It's not just her classroom that Salgado's shouldering. In many ways, she is the pillar holding up her entire family. She is the sole college graduate, the only one with a driver's license, who can work a legal job.
I'm afraid of being deported. I cannot imagine my life elsewhere. President Trump ending DACA is like throwing us into a deportation pipeline, putting an expiration date in our future.
Salgado weighs this potential future against her desire to speak out, but she's willing to take a chance, even if it means risking a job that she loves. Though Metro Schools has publicly expressed support for DACA students, the district has so far remained mum on what will happen to its staff. For Here and Now, I'm Julieta Martinelli in Nashville.